Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to the Burden and Blessing Podcast. We are continuing our 40 Days of Hope. We are now on day 30 of 40. I'm Pastor Mark Tiefel, and joining me today to take us through our passage for day 30 is Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew. Good to be with you again to study the Word, Nathaniel. Tell us what our passage for today is.
We are taking a look at Psalm 30, verse 5 today, Mark, and I'm going to be reading from the EHV translation. This is a Psalm of David, and David writes in this verse, "For we spend a moment under his anger, but we enjoy a lifetime in his favor. In the evening, weeping comes to stay through the night, but in the morning, there is rejoicing." This might be a familiar passage to a lot of people. The phrase that we have here in verse 5 is one that you see and hear quite a bit. And there's a contrast. We see this a lot in Hebrew poetry, this contrast between the short time span of his anger and the long time span of his favor or his grace. You think about the life that we have here on this earth. You know, a lot of times we think that we're going to be here for a long time. And sometimes it feels like it's a long time. But when you put that into perspective, it doesn't matter how long we live on this earth. I mean, you can back up to the believers of the Old Testament. Look at Noah. Or Methuselah, the man who lived longer than anybody else recorded in history, 969 years. That was a long time to live. But even that was nothing in comparison to eternity. And that's the point that David is making here. We go through a lot of difficulties in this life. We go through a lot of struggles, ups and downs in life. And yet, no matter how difficult those struggles are in this life, they don't compare to the hope that we have in eternity. Yes, we do go through difficulties. We spend a moment under his anger, but we came out of that during the season of Lent being reminded that Jesus bore the anger of God in our place. And so as Christians, we have something to look forward to, a lifetime in his favor. Evening comes and the weeping brings through the night. But when we get up the next morning, we start all over again with rejoicing. It kind of reminds me of the words of Jeremiah in Lamentations 3, where Jeremiah says that every morning, the Lord's mercies are new. And what's amazing about that is that Jeremiah wrote that as he saw the destruction of Jerusalem and the fulfillment of God's judgment against his people for their unbelief. Yet he knew that there was hope in the Lord. And that's the promise that David gives to us too. You have any thoughts on it, Mark?
Yeah, I really appreciated that you brought in the punishment that Christ had to endure, because you see that come out here in this psalm and in this verse. We may not see it on the surface when we think of this verse, which is familiar, like you mentioned, but there is a reason that God says we spend a moment under his anger. And those words are chosen carefully by God because he does have an anger, injustice over the sins that we've committed. And the anger of God was fully represented when it was put on Christ, when Christ said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Feeling the punishment and agony of the entire world's sin on the cross, that was a product of God the Father's righteous anger over sin. So you're right. In life, it seems like the punishment and the struggle is so much of what we're occupying our time with. But in comparison to what Christ has earned for us, it's just a mere moment compared to a lifetime. And what's neat too about this psalm, and maybe our listeners would want to read the whole psalm through today as part of their devotion too, but in verse 3, it talks about the resurrection too. It says, "Lord, you snatched my life from the grave. You kept me alive so I did not go down into the pit." So you see there the product of Christ's crucifixion too, that because he lives, we will live too. And so there is a lot of very direct gospel focus on this psalm, which is kind of interesting because some of these familiar passages in the Psalms and in the Old Testament in particular can kind of be used as catchphrases, and we kind of forget the context that surrounds them. But the joy that God's talking about here, the hope, stems from what Christ has done for us. And such a beautiful thought to bring out. Nathaniel, why don't you close our thoughts today with a prayer?
Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we come before you and we rejoice in the salvation that you have won for us, that you have borne for us the anger of God, and that you have set us free. You have given us reason to rejoice and to hope in the work that you have accomplished for us. As we look into the season of Easter, we are reminded that as we look to the open tomb, we have the hope that we too will rise, not to a life of condemnation or judgment, but a life of victory, a life of being welcomed into your family and into your home for eternity. We ask that you would cause us to see this meaning in your resurrection still today, that we would place our confidence and our trust in you, knowing that you have taken away the anger that we deserve, and you have given in its place joy forevermore. Be with us as we consider the truth and the meaning of your resurrection in our lives and in our future as well. In your name we pray. Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.